Podcast.
It is a very nice lake. I'll give it that.
Chicago. Of course I have a coat, you idiot.
Well, if Analysis was a person, he'd be a cool.
Did it again. Ladies and gentlemen, is that I'm just going to say similar versions of what's already been established.
Improv.
Mm-hmm. That's just a theory. We are roommates.
Hey there! Guess who's back?
Hey!
Hey, Luke. Good to see you again. It's me, Dylan.
Yeah.
Today is 7/22/12. It's Sunday, and everything is A-OK.
Things are looking pretty good.
Things are looking good. It was a nice day today. I went miming.
Miming?
I went to miming, and it was great. For those of you unfamiliar with what a mime is someone who paints their face white, puts on white gloves, and doesn't talk. That's the main criteria for a mime, and I did that today. It was fun. I've never done it before. I've always wanted to do it, and it was great. I made some people's days, and I made children cry. I made people laugh, children cry, and I made one fat white American woman very angry. She was, you know, sitting there after slurping down, you know, 200 grams of sugar in her Starbucks drink, and she was. I was walking by, you know, just being a mime, just walking by, not bothering her, and she was like, "That's pathetic. Look at that. This guy puts on it. You think you have some nerve? You paint your face white, and you know after all those people have died. How disrespectful! How disrespectful of you, Mr. Mime." And I mimed, "I'm sorry," and continued walking.
That's absurd.
It's pretty strange. I can only assume that she was talking about the Colorado shootings.
That has to be what she's talking about.
I mean,
which makes no sense how a mime would connect that to a guy going into a movie theater and shooting people.
I didn't mean any disrespect, America. I was just trying to mime, make people happy, and I didn't know that I was imitating a
serial
Dark Knight, you know, Rises shooter.
Yeah. a mass murderer.
Yeah.
So what, like, so now mimes can't go out in public until enough time has passed, or else they're being too disrespectful. How the fuck does a mime have anything to do?
Mimes. If mimes had to be shut in their houses after every for a certain amount of time after every tragedy, tragedies happen every day.
I mean,
this particular mime was very respectful too. An ambulance went by, and this particular mime, Patty, the Irish mime, He took his little hat off and put it over his heart and waited for the ambulance to go by. He is very respectful.
You played a respectful mime.
It was a respectful mime.
And this lady, it'd be so hard for me not to like want to say like, you sit here being the most stereotypical white, overweight, overprivileged American sitting outside of Starbucks, sipping your fucking mocha frappe or whatever the hell it is you're sipping,
mocha
and you're
frappe
judging.
Grande, I saw it.
And you're judging somebody who's just trying to be funny and make people laugh. And you're gonna compare it. You're gonna be swayed so much by the media that you're gonna compare any slight weird thing about your day to something that happened.
Yeah.
The guy didn't even wear a mask, like, or painted his face.
I wonder if she did. Like, she ordered her coffee. And the guy's like, "Would you like whipped cream?" She's like, "That's so disrespectful." After the shootings, he's like, "Ma'am, I don't know what you're talking about. I just asked if you wanted whipped cream." He's like, "Yeah? A gun?" Like, what?
That sounds like a character for a sketch.
That doesn't make any sense, ma'am.
That sounds like a sketch character who just misconstrues everything and just tries to... She's just so dramatic about everything. She tries to tie everything to, like, a tragedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Twin whipped cream peaks, just like the Twin Towers. You're like, are you kidding me?
No, it's not a pearl necklace like the harbor that was bombed. 75 years ago.
That was quite some time ago, ma'am. I'm sorry.
How disrespectful. You like Japanese things? Well, we went to war with them.
Yeah. How dare you say Evita Sane? That's German. Much like the World War that we had with them.
It's like, where does she draw the line to what's disrespectful and what's not? Like, fucking psycho.
I don't know. She was strange, but all in all, it was a good mime. It was a good miming day.
Good mime sesh.
Sweet mime sesh.
I had to get my mimes on, guys.
Ah, see, guys, I'm going to be a mime for a while. NBD, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I assume this miming project that you did today was for the class project.
It was for the class project. It was for our class, we had to do something terrifying. I believe we mentioned it before in a previous podcast.
We're trying to figure out what we were, what we were going to do.
What we were going
to
do. So, yeah, so I've successfully mimed. And, Luke, I believe you completed yours.
I did.
Luke Jacobs here on the show. Ooh, tell us what you did.
I swam.
You swam. Thank you. Back to you, Janet.
I swam. That's my career. I swam to a buoy and back with, I'm not going to own up and say I was by myself because I wasn't. I was with two friends.
Tell us what happened. Tell us how it went down. A buoy in a pool?
Well, the goal was to do a midnight swim, like the Incubus song.
Good song. Check it out.
And because I've always been afraid of swimming in dark water, I've always been kind of creeped out about it. During the day, I do not mind the beach. I do not mind swimming in lakes during the day when the sun is rising and birds are chirping. But when that music plays, like somebody even brought a boombox to the beach and played that music, and I was like, okay, man, this is.
I get it.
This is supposed to be scary. No, but I. Yeah, so I was like, well, I could try swimming. I'm like, I don't have a fear of drowning or anything like that. I'm a pretty decent swimmer, but I'm like, I don't like, I've never, there's been a few times where people have invited me, like, hey, let's go swim in this lake, like, late at night. And, you know, being from Florida, that shit's everywhere.
So many lakes in Florida.
That water, that shit gets everywhere, man. And I'm just like, no, I've never been a fan of it, but... We went out there, swam to a buoy and back. At first, I tried going by myself.
This is Lake Michigan, right?
Lake Michigan, yeah. We live about 15 minutes from a beach here. And I got about halfway out there, and it was just really, really dark. The water was very still. It's one of those situations where it's just so silent that the only noises you hear are coming from you, like your own splashes or your own breath. But then every once in a while you hear like a little something that's, you know, is not from you, and you're looking around, you're just like, what the fuck was that? What was that noise? And it's all psychological. It all gets in your head, because you know, like during the day it's like I could swim to a buoy and back just fine, but the fact that it's at night, and I knew that there probably wasn't any creatures out there that can get me, because it's fresh water, it's a lake, it's not like Florida where there's alligators in the fresh water. Like it's totally, should be a total safe zone, I would imagine, for animals.
For animals, I could eat humans. I'm sure it's... like, there's probably some big fish out there, but nothing's going to nibble on your thigh.
Nothing's going to chomp on my femur and pull me under. But yeah, it was... And it turns out, I got scared, and halfway through, I turned around, I was like, I don't know if I can do it by myself. And so then we all went, and I was just like, oh, well... when we got more than halfway there, when we passed my previous spot, and I was just like... we hit a massive sandbar, and I'm just like, I could almost just walk to this damn thing. Like it was up to my waist. I was like, are you kidding me? But then it finally got deep for like the last like 20 feet, and then
it's all psychological.
It is. I was like, oh man. But it was it felt like a load was off that when I finished, I was like, I went out into a lake and in darkness, and it was fun. I might try it again sometime.
Yeah,
it was a good time, but yeah. So success. We have to write a little paper, a little one pager about it, and talk about it in class on Wednesday. I hope my story holds up well.
It's a competition. Everything is. The first place terrifying story goes to. I mean,
alter my story and be like, and then I was pulled under and I had to fight for my life.
And then the rare. Freshwater night shark got me. No, it's that's awesome. I'm glad that you could complete that, and I'm glad that it was satisfying for you. And I'm sure that you accomplished, you know, even though you didn't do it by yourself, I'm sure you accomplished what the goal of the project was for, you know, just to realize that situation and just see how that felt for you to be in a situation that you were, that was outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And feel like how you dealt with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. It was definitely a good time. Like, once we were swimming back, I was like, this is kind of fun now. Now it's not so bad.
Oh, yeah. And you're still out there. You're just going the direction towards shore. You know?
just heading towards the safe zone.
Yeah. That was fun stuff, though. The beach at night is awesome. It's like a very safe place, I feel like. No one comes to the beach, on the Montrose Beach specifically, at night to, like, kill someone. It's just like a bunch of, like, teenagers out there, like, you know, having a few beers and, like, just hanging out. No one's like, I'm gonna go to Montrose Beach at midnight and shoot some people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Gang wars aren't fighting over the turf at, they're not fighting over Montrose Beach.
Nah, dude.
I think they're in harmony and they share that area.
There's no Dark Knight Rising screenings there at Montrose Beach. How awful is that, though?
That's awful.
It's so bad.
I went and saw it on Friday night, not even 24 hours, because he did it midnight. And I couldn't help but look around the theater and be like, shit goes down. How am I getting out of here?
That ruins it, man. It sucks.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's no, like, copycat people, you know? Like, yeah.
I mean, that would take some commitment.
Yeah.
That would take some serious commitment. But there was cops there. There was extra security. And, like, I saw the manager, in his nice, like, movie theater manager suit.
What does a movie theater manager suit look like?
Well, I mean, it stands out.
Is it just a suit?
It's just a suit. But I call it.
I thought maybe it, like, said manager all over or something.
Well, I make it seem special because everyone else is dressed in their, like, movie theater worker attire, like the collared shirt that says, like, the name of the theater on it. Mm-hmm. And he's the only person behind the counter dressed in a suit. And his name tag doesn't just say his name. It said, like, Mr. White. Like, it just said, like, had, like, Mr. abbreviated.
Mr. White.
Yeah, I think
was he white?
No, he's actually black.
Oh, there's some irony. Hi there, Mr. White. And you just, like, start chuckling.
It's like, he just gives me a look and just, like, get the fuck out of my theater.
Get out of here, buddy. Get out of here.
But no, he was like, you know, obviously very, very customer service oriented. Like, as soon as I approached the counter, he's like, looking for some popcorn, sir? I was like...
You should have been like, how dare you?
In this crisis, in this time of need, I'm looking for a bodyguard is what I'm really looking for. But there were cops parked outside, and then the manager was real courteous, and he's like, let me guess, Dark Knight?
Nah.
I wanted to be like, nah, fucking Ice Age 5.
Yeah. 51st Dates. Oh, wait, it's not showing anymore? All right. See ya.
But yeah, he it's amazing. He knew I wanted popcorn in a movie theater. I came up to the counter and he was just like, get some popcorn, sir.
Really? You could have wanted Skittles. You could have wanted and Laters.
Yeah. But I ended up grabbing candy. I like to... One thing when I go to movies, I love to just feast. I turn into an event because I don't really go that often, so I really like to make it special. So I got a massive large popcorn for myself and some snow caps.
Did you order it as massive large? I'll take one massive large popcorn.
No, but I probably should because I feel like they would really appreciate my order if I... But I had the manager making my popcorn, so I knew it was going to be good. He's like, would you like butter in the middle and on top?
Oh, man.
I was like, this guy's the shit.
Mr. White, you are treating me.
It's like, Mr. White is the fucking man.
Mr. White, you are too kind.
And I was going to ask about, like, is there extra security? Like, part of me was just to make conversation, but I was like, I don't want to make him feel like he has to, like, assure me that everything's going to be okay, because I felt pretty okay. But I don't want him to, like, you know, really have to emphasize. I didn't want him to have to do his job harder, basically.
Yeah.
I wanted him to, you know, to just serve me my popcorn and be a good manager.
Mr. White was already bad in a thousand. He was
doing so well. I didn't want to put pressure on him, try to make me feel safe.
Yeah.
Because I felt okay. I'm like, the odds are this shit can't happen here.
Yeah.
Not again. Please not again.
Jeez.
Just awful. But and luckily the movie went well. It was a fun movie.
I'll have to see it by myself this week, I think. because no one else, I mean, I think everyone else has seen it already.
I mean, I'll see it again. I would totally go see it again.
You'd see it again?
Yeah. I mean, it's long. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes long, but it's it doesn't feel like it. Like, it doesn't feel like a 3 hour movie at all. So, like, it's, I would totally be down to see it again.
All right, we'll talk. We'll talk.
Well, yeah.
If any listeners out there want to see it with me,
in Chicago.
I do live in Chicago, in the uptown area. So.
You can, we, what we can do is we can plan to see it at the same time if you're in like a different area. We can just like maybe Skype while the movie's going on, bring a laptop and just...
Yes.
Oh, I hope he catches the bad guy.
I don't know, they might think that I'm recording the movie or something.
Oh, they might think it's a bomb and...
Yeah. That man's got a bomb!
I feel like now, anytime you do anything remotely suspicious in a movie theater, people are going to be like, you gotta, I'm going to be like very transparent on what I'm doing. Like, I'm walking in with a big thing of popcorn. I got a big water. Mm-hmm. I'm there to eat. I'm not there to cause harm. Like
making out with someone.
If you start making out with somebody,
suspicious.
That's suspicious. You might, that might be a distraction.
They're not watching the movie. Get them.
Yeah. If you're not focused on eating food and watching the movie, then you're a suspect. From now on. I mean, unfortunately, I mean, now they might start metal detecting, you know, movie theaters.
I don't know.
Whew.
That'd be awful. Well, you know what? That'll end our 2-for-1 movie deal. You know, that thing where you go in and watch one movie and just stay in the theater for the next.
Oh, man. You know they see you do that.
They see you do that. That's suspicious.
Yeah.
As all get out. So, but it's been a pleasure chatting with you guys. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back in Chicago doing things, miming it up, and et cetera, et cetera. Until next time, I'm Dylan.
I'm Luke.
And we are roommates!